Right, Proverbs is where we're at. That is loud. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14. Verse 15. And this is sort of a jumping off point. You know, I went back and forth. I had a couple messages for this morning. One particular, this is the one. And then, I don't know, I just go back and forth on what to preach. But we're going to go with this one. This is about continuing in our family series and dealing with family, specifically marriage. And this is maybe a little bit different sermon in that it's a lot of questions, things to consider, and things to think about when you're considering marriage. And a lot of you, I know this is why I question whether to do this, because I know a lot of you are married, and so what is it, you know, going to profit? But this may be beneficial to your kids, it may be beneficial to your grandkids. It may be something you want to write down and think about and pass on. It may be a resource to consider in the future. But in Proverbs chapter 14, this is the four F's before marriage. Four F's before marriage. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. The Bible says this: the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. And that's the end of that verse. The prudent man looketh well to his going. It is the basis for what we're going to talk about in marriage or premarital thoughts and things like that when you're considering marriage. And they're really, at least in what we're going to talk about this morning, broken down into four F's: finances, family, faith, and fun. Those are four F's that when you consider marriage, and like I said, a lot of you are already married, but it may benefit your kids, it may benefit your grandkids, it may be something you want to reference in the future. When the Bible talks about someone who being prudent and looking well to his going, you probably do at least some due diligence when you make a big decision. Maybe buying a car or something like that, you do some sort of research, or you do some sort of, I would say research, put some sort of thought into it. And particularly if you're making a big decision. And that's a biblical thing. That's something prudent people do. If you're not prudent, then you just make willy-nilly decisions and you end up in willy-nilly places. But a prudent man looketh well to his going. Like I said, you probably do at least some research, some sort of due diligence, if you're prudent, before making a big purchase. And I would apply that, just carry that application over. Marriage is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make in your life. And it is not advised to enter into that relationship without due diligence, without thought. To enter into that relationship with just the feelings, the lusts, the emotions, it's not gonna work, because that stuff eventually changes over time. And so you have to have more in that decision-making process. You have to have more to that relationship than just emotions and feelings and things like that. So here's four things that are sometimes the cause of divorces. These are things that will cause people to start fighting or arguing, if they don't have a plan from the get-go, these four things can cause problems. And so I just break them down into four F's here. The first one is this, and like I said, this may be a little different sermon. It's a little series of questions and thoughts here. First one is finances. Finances. People cite money as a reason for divorce. I don't know. It used to be one of the top two reasons. Now it may just be like irreconcilable differences or whatever. But finances is something you need to figure out before you get married. Something you need to think about. Does he have a job? I mean, it's amazing. It's really amazing what people think. They really think, I get married and this thing just gets better after I get married. No, whatever problems are present before the marriage, they become exposed and worse after you make this decision. So I'm not saying don't get married. What I'm saying is that's a big decision that you have to take very, very seriously. So finances. How about this? Simple question. What's the job situation? Can you afford to get married? Can you afford to live in a house? Can you afford to rent? Is he, and I say he, is he able to support her? Ladies, you don't want to be with someone who is not able to pay the bills. Now, I understand medical problems can happen. I get all that. But you will regret marrying a bum. You will regret it. What's the job situation? Finances. How about this? Is there any debt? Are you going into this marriage with debt? Are you going into this and all of a sudden you're going to find out he owes how much money or whatever? Now, debt doesn't have to be a bad thing. Debt can sometimes be leverage for business. I get all that. But when you have debt that's hidden from view, or that stuff is going to come out eventually. And it's better to just be out in the open with it right off the bat. Like, hey, I got $100,000 worth of student loan debt that we're going to have to deal with. It's better to kind of know that. Is there any debt? How about this? If there is, how are you going to handle it? How are you going to deal with it? And part of this, these things aren't deal breakers, but they're just things you got to think about before you enter into this contract with this person. And don't have a plan to deal with these things. Is there a budget? How do you handle your money? Is there a budget? generally, you got one that probably spends and one that's probably more conservative. That's kind of the general rule. And granted, your differences are supposed to be complementary, but you're going to have to figure out how to make them complementary and not fight about them. Spending habits. How about what are the spending habits? What are the gambling habits? Is there something going on that's you don't know about that you need to know about? I'll tell you, there's this isn't about Mary Beth, but no, this is a friend of ours. I never knew this, but for years and years and years. And she was up in age, but she had serious gambling debt. We had no idea. But what she would do is sit on her computer and gamble and gamble and gamble and gamble and lose thousands of dollars. And one day it all kind of came out. This is why you're under so much stress. This is why you're having these financial problems. You have no money and you owe these people money. You need to find that stuff out before you get serious with somebody. That needs to be known. Money habits. gambling habits? Are there money habits that are hidden because they're a problem? That's something to know. All this deals with finances, and this is stuff you got to think about. The proverb said, "The prudent man looketh well to his going." He's diligent about it. And one of the most important decisions you'll ever make is marriage. So this is a way to be diligent about it. Do you own a home? Can you own a home? I mean, you can rent. I get you can rent. Can you own a home? Are you living at home? Are you going to continue living at home after you're married? Because that can be a problem. You got to enter into this decision-making process with some of these thoughts. Is there a plan to move out on your own? Do you have any saving habits, investing habits? How about this? Giving habits. Giving. I mean, it's going to be hard if you've got some giving habits and you marry someone who has some spending habits that are above your giving habits. I mean, you really can't. You can't make it. You can outspend any amount of money you make. You really can. But giving habits, that also shows a level of generosity in the other person. So all that falls under, those are some questions that fall under finances. And finance is a big deal. And it's going to be a big deal. It's stuff you have to think about. You really have to think about it. Like I said, a lot of you, I understand you're married, and I can see some of you shaking your head sometimes when I say these things, because you know these things are absolutely correct. And you're going to deal with these things. So maybe it's for your children. Maybe it's for your grandkids. These are just some things people need to think about. You guys have to think about these things. Finances. How about this? The family. How does she treat her dad? And how does he treat his mom? That's kind of an indicator of how you're going to be treated. How does he treat mom? How does she treat dad? Is it a manipulative relationship? Because if it's a manipulative relationship with mom or dad, it'll probably be a manipulative relationship with you. How about their families? This is just maybe a simple thought, but do they have a big family, or are they an only child? Because people get along differently when they have big families, and people get along differently when they're only children. And those are things that will come into play. Those are part of people, sometimes part of their personalities, part of their characters, part of their thinking processes. How do they interact? How about this? How about this about families? Do you want kids? How many kids? That's something to think about. Furthermore, if you want kids and you have kids, how will they be disciplined? You need to be on the same page with all that. You need to be on the same page with it. How are they going to be disciplined? What do you want your marriage and your family to look like in 5 years and 10 years? Good question. Or how about this? Is there trouble in the family that you'll be bringing into the marriage? That's something to consider, because that happens. That happens. And again, I say these things because whatever was a problem before the marriage is going to be a bigger problem after the marriage. Whatever little fissures and cracks that were a nuisance before, they will be major, or have potential to be major catastrophes when you put two sinners in one household and bind them with a contract. Yeah, it's stuff to think about. Is there trouble in the family that you'll be bringing into the marriage? Trouble with parents? Trouble with kids, trouble with siblings. You need to know about trouble. If people are bringing trouble into the marriage, it doesn't get better. It doesn't get easier. And you have to know how to, or think about, how am I going to deal with this? Families, you got finances. You got families. How about this? Faith. Faith. Is he or she actively serving God? And I don't even ask about salvation because everybody's saved. So you just watch their life. You just observe their life. Are they actively serving God? Do they actively want to serve God? Now, if you don't want to actively serve God, then I would say it doesn't matter, but that's going to affect how you live your life also. If you choose not to serve God with your life, that will affect how you live your life. And that will affect decisions you make, and that will affect the peace and the level of peace and harmony and joy and things like that. Is he or she actively serving God? You know, touched on it before, how are you going to raise your kids? Are we going to go to the Catholic Church on Sunday and then next week we're going to the Baptist Church, or what are we going to do? That's stuff to figure out before you get married. That's stuff to think about before you get hooked up with somebody. How are you going to raise your kids? Who do you want? Here's a question. Who do you want to bless this relationship? Because you can go to the state and have the state's blessing. And you don't have to do it God's way or anything. You can go down to the county and get you a marriage license, and the state will bless your marriage. They will say, yeah, you can get married. But you don't have God's blessing on it, that you just have the state's blessing on it. And nowadays, some states bless almost anything as a marriage. But if you want God's blessing on it, you'll have to do it God's way, just like if you want the state's blessing on it, you'll have to do it the state's way. If you want God's blessing, I find it interesting. I know we're all capable of doing these things. But why get married in a church if God's not a part of your life? What do you want God to do? I mean, just get you a certificate or something. It seems like we get really, really religious, or we want to get really religious at certain times in our life, and then the rest of the time, you know, just, yeah. I mean, why would you want to invite God into your life when you're not interested in him being in your life before? What makes this now a time where I want God to bless what I'm doing, and then as soon as this part's done, this ceremony's done, I'm not really interested in God being a part of this anymore. Which is how a lot of folks think. It's who do you want to bless your marriage? Who do you want to bless this relationship? If you want the state to bless, that's you go by the state's requirements. You can go to the county, like I said. But if you want God to bless it, it's dependent upon doing it God's way. Why get married in a church with a pastor if the Lord isn't part of your life? What's the purpose of bringing God into something you haven't wanted him involved in up to this point? I mean, really. How about this? Is there any plan to serve God with your lives? Are you going in the same direction? Have the same ambitions or the same goals? And I say same ambitions and same goals. It doesn't necessarily have to be exactly the same, other than I want to serve God together. I want to serve God together. What's the plan? How about this? Do you pray together? Do you pray together? Do you read the Bible together? Do you serve God together outside the home? Is he able to pray or help you appreciate the Lord more? Can he guide you in that? Can he help you in that? It's incredible. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's new. It seems like it's been going on for a long time. But women in general seem to be just a little bit more spiritual than men. But if you can find a spiritual man, a man that wants to serve God, boy, that's something. That's unique. That's unique. Is he or she able to pray or help you appreciate the Lord more? When you're with them, does it help your relationship with God or does it hurt it? That's something to consider. So I understand it's all a bunch of questions to think about, but that's the point of this, to be prudent in a very serious matter. A prudent man looketh well to his going. What about the finances? What about the families? What about faith? And then if all of that, you can figure all that out, how do you have fun together? If his version of having fun is getting high or getting drunk or playing video games all the time, that may be a problem. I would say that will be a problem. If his version of having fun is he spends all of Friday night out at the bar, that'd be a problem. When you have kids, that'll be a problem. If her version of having fun, it happens both ways. Her version of having fun is spending all night at the bar or, you know, recreational drugs or whatever. It'll be a problem. How do you have fun together? How about this? Is there time for fun? Is there any time for it? Can you do it together? Can you have fun together? Or are you always working? I think a lot of folks will retreat to their work in order to avoid a marriage. And they'll just retreat to their work. How do you have fun together? How will you schedule your fun together? Think about those things. Fun, that's important. I am, you know, in my 40s, and I haven't lived that long, but I have lived long enough to see marriages pop up and then be destroyed. I've lived long enough to perform marriages that have grown together and then just been wiped out completely. So I've seen that happen. And you've seen that happen. You've seen that happen. And part of it is people enter into this relationship unadvisedly. Or here's another set of circumstances. You enter into this relationship, and then you just sort of both exist until you die. You don't serve God. You just sort of exist and wait till time to bury the other one. And it's just, we just sort of, okay, this is our life, and we just do this and kind of go around the merry-go-round, and we claim to be Christians, but what do? We're not serving God, really. We just sort of exist and live through the cycle of life and kind of wait for our need to the health insurance to kick in and wait till we got to bury the other one, unfortunately. But if you want to have a productive marriage where you're both serving God, you both have a desire to serve God. It really starts with a desire to serve God, but you want to have something productive. This isn't a foolproof. This isn't a fail-safe. This isn't any of that. But it is some things that you ought to think about. Because it's some things that people don't think about when all the hormones are going and all the lust is going and the mind is somewhere else, and they don't think about, hey, does he have a job? Hey, can we afford what we're doing? Where am I going to live? What are we going to do together? What happens when we have kids together? Uh-oh, we got kids now. That's happened before. It's just, uh-oh, now what? And you hadn't thought about this. These things, it's just a simple way to think about some very practical matters when it comes to one of the most important decisions you'll ever make in life, which is, who am I going to marry? You need to think about the finances. You need to think about the families. You need to think about faith. You need to think about fun. And there's probably others. I'm sure there's other things to think about. But those are some things that you've seen and I've seen destroy people's marriages. Those are things that have come in or were a problem before. And then after they got married, after people got married, that little problem became a bigger problem. And it got worse, and it got worse, and it got worse. And then, you know, I mean, you know the outcome of those things. A prudent man looketh well to his going. You want to be prudent? I would say there can be small things you can be prudent in. But marriage is one of those decisions you don't want to not be prudent in. You want to make this decision carefully. And who you date, who you spend time with, this stuff is it's serious. It's serious. It's serious business. Because that decision, even before marriage, who you're in a relationship with, that'll direct where you go. So these are things to think about. Finances, what about the families? What about faith? What about fun? A prudent man looketh well to his going. And maybe it's some things to catalog for the future. Maybe it's something for kids or grandkids or future generations to think about. But I know it's not an exhaustive list. But and this won't make a marriage perfect or anything like that. But there are some things to think about before you do this, before you even get involved with someone to the point you're thinking about marriage. You need to think about these things. So that's what we got this morning. I'm going to pray. We'll be dismissed. And